This is a special report on the COVID-19 virus update with Audible Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands. How you been doing with that new truck, and how was your weekend?
The more and more I read and studied and learned about our situation and the situation nationally, gave me some sleepless moments during the weekend. Let me just give you an example. You think about a place like Buncombe County with about 200,000 people, very close to us. The tracking of their outbreaks is on the increase. Mission, who is prepared to deal with this, is ready, except what I'm learning with these outbreaks, like in New York and everything, the medical facilities just become overwhelmed. We are in a very precarious situation here in Highlands. We've had people, and I was begging and asking people, second home people from Florida, from New Orleans, from all over, to consider not coming to Highlands. To be quite frank, Steve, that has not really worked. Many people have the attitude, it just can't happen to me. And at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the governor, he has issued the order for everyone to stay at home and stay in place, except for essential needs such as going to buy food or going to the pharmacy. We could overwhelm our resources, especially our medical facilities. And I've talked with Tom Neal today. They're prepared, but they can only handle so much if we have an outbreak. One of the things that they've done over the weekend, they've created what they call a virtual clinic. So if you're an established patient at the hospital, you can go to their website and they can direct you how to access this virtual clinic. Some of the elective procedures, some of the tests that just can wait, hopefully people will heed the word and kind of delay some of the things that you normally would just do and take for granted.
We got this from Gibby Shaheen earlier today. The Public Safety Committee is going to meet, and I know you know this, Wednesday, April 1st at 9 a.m. about the fire department. Talk about that. Also talk about the fire department building and the COVID-19 protocols. You have closed the public bathrooms?
Yes. At the Kelsey Hutchinson's Founders Park, we're closing those bathrooms and also the bathrooms that are downtown.
You were mentioning downtown shops. Mary Bynum from McCulley's, she's got a couple of questions really related.
Okay.
If retail is shut down, can those employers go into the building and take inventory with doors locked?
Absolutely. They can go into their business, do maintenance, cleaning, anything. It's just that they should be shut down to the public walking in.
And one more from Mary. Are we halting construction, landscaping, and painting?
That's a good question. If they're just things that can be delayed, I would encourage people to delay that type of thing. But the actual orders from the governor views construction and those things is open and essential.
You have received some calls concerning the protocols of grocery stores.
I went online this weekend and looked at the National Independent Grocery Association, and they had a list of protocols, and I think it's helpful that the public who are consumers be aware of these. First of all, when you go into a grocery store, there ought to be a place, and I would hope someone urging people to use sanitary wipes, you know, the alcohol wipes and everything, so everybody cleans their hands. There should be grocery carts that have been cleaned, and you ought to know that when you get one of those carts, that it has been disinfected. And everybody should be urged to maintain a social distance in the grocery store. There are some grocery stores nationally that are actually limiting the number of people in the grocery store at any one time. And then finally, at the checkout, to protect the workers there, people should maintain their social distance standing in line going through the checkout. I'd urge all the grocery stores to have a time for senior citizens where they can come in maybe early on a day and not be in such a crowded situation.
You wanted to give a shout out to the restaurants and their curbside service.
Absolutely. Sally and I did this several times this weekend because we need to support our restaurants. They need this support so when all of this passes, we can enjoy the wonderful restaurant community that we do have.
Now, you have called your new truck the Silver Streak, and if you see anybody who's walking around too close to each other, you're going to yell at them.
Two of my good friends, and they were just enjoying the spring day, but they were shoulder to shoulder on that sidewalk, turning their heads, just chatting away at each other as they walked. I saw two young ladies walking down the sidewalk downtown yesterday, and I told them social distancing, and they looked at me like, what are you talking about? When I run with Morris Williams, we're trying to do that all the time. I'm either behind him, or most of the time he's behind me, or if we're running side by side, we're trying to maintain that social distance.
The difference between a roadblock and a checkpoint?
They're not roadblocks. They are compliance road checks. We're trying to make sure that people that are coming here, the second homeowners, know that they need to self-quarantine once they arrive at their home, and they need to minimize social contact with other people. What does that mean? It means this is not like the regular season. I'm going to have a dinner party of 15 people tonight. That should not be done. We should be staying at home and isolating ourselves from other people as much as possible. I know that sounds harsh, but if we're going to address this spread of this COVID-19, these are the things we're going to have to do. And if we don't, as a society and as individuals, then people will die. It was frightening to me when Dr. Fauci was saying, oh, we could have 100,000 people lose their lives in the country. Actually, that was his conservative estimate. It could go to 200,000 more people. So I just think we have to be personally and socially responsible. Someone was telling me, well, I've got constitutional rights. I know that, and I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in them passionately. But also we have, I think, a responsibility to one another. Your rights end when you start infringing on my rights. And I think all of us have the right to be in a safe and secure environment during this time of crisis.
This has been a special COVID-19 virus report from Mayor Patrick Taylor and WHLC, FM 104.5 and WHLC.com.